Locate interested sources. Continuing. After identifying potential supplier, what we do? Once we know to whom we are going with, and then the potential supplier list, what we have to do is share primary details of your company. First, we have to share our details to the supplier. Items intended to be procured. What we are looking for. What is the lookout of our company for certain kind of products, inputs, or any services from them. Request for the response update meeting our requirements. When the ask for some kind of response, written a response from them, getting all our requirement and then meeting our specifications. Request for basic company details and updates, product range and offers, including few client references. It is also possible to request them to give their updates and details, though we would have taken from internet or any other sources, but getting them their current situations and scenarios, so as we get all the updates related to their offers, including some of their existing clients and their references, so it's much easier to validate their experience before going for global sourcing processes. Develop inquiry packages. Any procurement process is start with what we need, and then we have to list out the inquiry requirements. It should be in detail so as that can be shared with the supplier, so naturally we get all our requirements in detail. Make sure that the drawings are easily legible, readable. Every drawing and specification reference is included in the package. So as we said, once we need to know from the vendor, naturally we have to have listing out those informations also shared. So when we get those drawings and details, it's much easier to validate. Include all references, non-company documents such as government and industry standard. It is possible that we can ask for certain kind of inputs which are certified by government agency, like for India it is ISI, etc. Many things which can be looking for those standard which are applicable for their inputs as well. Make sure the cleaning, packaging and packing requirements are clearly defined. What we need to know is when the product is decided to buy, once we decided to buy from the supplier, naturally we have to see that safety of the product. So as what type of packaging required, how do they have to send those packed goods appropriately to us. We can give the specification for that if there is a special need of those kind of protection. Be sure and specify not only the annual quantity but also the release quantity of each shipment. It is possible that we can share our potential demand or our expected or forecasted demand to them. So naturally, at the time of giving their prices, they look at this element for one of their one of their offers. So naturally, they can give a better pricing once they know the quantity which we are intend to buy. Clearly identify what information you will want to receive with proposal so that you can perform the preliminary supplier evaluation. As we said, supplier evaluation is one critical area where we will need to evaluate many elements related to the capacity, technology, manpower, machineries and equipment, their financial status, their logistics capability, their proximity to the factory, etc. So this is possible that to acquire all this information, then we can evaluate this supplier appropriately with another supplier if necessary, so as we can look for the best supplier for our purchase requirements. Develop inquiry packages. Continuing that, if the supplier is in a country with an easily conversible currency, ask for the prices to be quoted in the supplier's currency. It is possible when we are dealing with global sourcing, we have to have one common currency, much easier to deal with globally. Currently, you can look for either it is a US dollar or euro, depends upon how we are placed. Be sure and ask the supplier to identify the nearest port and request that he includes the size, weight and quantity of each box to be shipped. If we are procuring something to be boxed appropriately and shipped and where it is to land at, finally it is much easier to ask for the codes at the harbor or at the port. So naturally the pricing of of the particular inputs are including the transportation charges up to the harbor. Become familiar with ICC incoterms that defines the responsibility of the buyer and the seller in international shipment. We need to know the culture and capability of every country, and so as we know how, what is the responsibility of the buyer and seller in each international shipment. So we need to know about it, so as the international law binds these kind of transactions. Obtain advice from the experienced international shippers for these best terms to be used in your situation. We can look for consulting existing international shippers through whom we can get the best terms to use for our requirements and situation on which we are procuring this kind of inputs. Be prepared to receive a lot of questions from the supplier. Provide telephone numbers and time when you can be reached. So it is possible, country to country, one of the biggest challenges is the time zone. So we can specifically request on which time we can be reached, so as the supplier can reach appropriately based on the time shared. There are many modes today. It is, we have emails, we have calendars, we have conference call, etc. So much it's easier to be located and then reached. So the dialogue is rolling on. Obtain supplier quotes. Of course, once you evaluated entire supplier base, and once we know that we are going to buy from this supplier based on the shortlisting of vendors, natural that we have to ask for quotes. These quotes are again in the form of the standard inputs from each supplier, so as we can compare it in an apple to apple situation to decide what to do. If there are possible that it can be delayed, then we can send a small soft reminders format, so as they don't miss the timeline. So, and also we get the best pricing and quote. It's not they're missing the timeline, it is more towards our requirement. Naturally, we are looking for a number of options from where we can choose what is right for us. Wait to receive all the proposals before obtaining freight and import costs, so that can be that can do this all at once for bids received. We need to have all the proposals, including freight and import cost, so as you can have a overall cost analysis rather than looking only the product cost, and then subsequently the transportations or other costs can lead to misrepresenting who is the best offer. Determine freight and import cost is very critical. Develop delivered prices. You can look at what type of quantity which can be released, like 1 unit to 10 unit to 50 to 100 unit, what of elements are coming in, so what is the unit delivery cost depends upon the volume, so decide upon what is right for us. It is possible sometimes we have to buy in buying overall quantity rather than going for individual quantity, because the overall quantity buying helps us to reduce the overall other costs other than the product cost. So as your like transportation, insurance and other customs duty, etc., etc., can be appropriately assigned to individual item. So decide upon what is the unit price for this kind of procurement, especially global. Perform supplier evaluation. So this is when very critical, then we are repeating this in many of the chapter, because purchase function spends hugely a lot of money, which needs to be looked at in critically, so as we don't spend wrongly. So every money less spend is saved. Make sure the right people go to make the evaluation, so as the person who is capable of evaluating those inputs to be in that role, rather than of anyone just doing the comparison based on the inputs. All too often, the company's bigwigs go and leave behind those who really know the product and are in the best position to evaluate the supplier. As we stated deeply, all the companies, the company believe that it is to be given to the best person who can do evaluate this kind of input, so as we write the best evaluation of supplier. Resolve technical, commercial and quality issues. See, placing a contract is very critical and should be in, you know, given in writing and as per the legal, you know, terms. It's not just, you know, putting in purchase orders and then it's over. So each, every contract should be appropriately validated of all elements related to legal as well as any specification related inputs or any copyright related inputs are to be updated appropriately. Identify, harmonize the system code for each item being ordered. So once, if it is an existing product, it is natural that we will have our system codes. So it is identified by the code internally. If it is a new product, of course we have to introduce a new code for that. So as we, every time when we procure, it is much easier to look at the history as well as how this particular product behaved in our system. Specify shipping and routing methodology. If we need to have certain kind of critical inputs related to shipping, or through where it is to be routed, then it can be clearly inputted there. So it is also being available in writing. Require that a packing slip be sent to you separate from shipment. It is possible. If we get a packing slip in advance, we may look at is any corrections or any anomalies in that. So it can be a message much earlier before shipment, so the corrective actions can take place prior to shipment. Require that a packing slip for every evaluation, so as it can reach us through mail or it should through the, you know, through courier services. Specify payment method. There are many payment methods. Most of them are electronic nowadays. That is what is recommended by India. So naturally, it can be also been specified in our contract. Review the standard terms and conditions. We have to review time to time the standard terms and conditions related to global procurement, which are two part. One is what is our strategy and how we are looking at that. Second is how this country looks at that kind of, you know, terms and conditions as a legal requirement, and of course how it is elsewhere globally looked at. So as all these elements are reviewed very, very critically before placing any contract, and also it should be part of the contract clearly specified with the details. Issue letters of credit if required. Letter of credit are a very common method of payment in the international transaction, so it is called also LC. They can easily be arranged with your bank, because once they give the bank verify your capability, and when it is being given to the supplier, that certification helps the supplier to give due weightage to your financial capability. Naturally, the product movement is, you know, as per our requirement. Know the supplier production process and schedule, which we said it. It is very critical that we need to know how our requirements are planned at supplier end, and then monitor very closely and get those, you know, status time to time. Because global sourcing and procurement is, you know, long lead time related, so any failure naturally will lead with, you know, stock out situation. So as we have to follow this more stringent, you know, procedures and methods in our system, so as we can be, you know, assurance of getting our product. So and also it is critical that we have to have timely response from the supplier, getting the supplier response from the supplier, and sometime the supplier may ask certain question, which is also to be, you know, clarify time to time, so as no deviation from our contract, no agreement, and that should be our very clear objective, and very, very specific related to this kind of global supplier management. Provide shipping instructions, as we stated, where this is to come and where it is to land, so as it is natural that our clearing and forwarding agent, you know, act on behalf of us and get our product released from the harbor appropriately. Pay supplier, of course, any business deals are end up with, you know, is a payment, which is a revenue for that company for spending for our company. Make sure this is part of our contract, and in accordance with that, our overseas payments are happening time to time. Handle export, shipping and import details. Make sure that you have identified who has responsibility for this phase of the project. Do they have proper training? Develop a checklist. most of the company, you know, go for you know, consulting or as a clearing and forwarding agents for kind of international, you know, procurement process, international shipment release. So naturally they will have their required capability and knowledge. It is also important that we will have our own people understand these processes and what inputs and papers and documents required to get released this kind of consignment shipping shipped product from our harbor. So naturally this kind of training required for our internal staff as well. Prior to shipment, there are many activities related to prior to shipment and how, what are the checklist. We have listed few of them here. It is not extensive, but it is very few which we have listed. The facts are mail request for current status, so as we get an update on that. Advice cognizant internal personnel for current status, so as you know who can share this information appropriately, and then we can get this information from that designated person. Review the shipping and payment terms. Again, go and look at your contract and review what is the terms and conditions related to payment and shipping has been defined. Confirm that the supplier will include any assist in shipment value. Specify to supplier the transportation method. As in the contract, we would have definitely done this. So as this is one of the critical check on how this product to move. Is it something is required? By urgent, by air, or it is to go by, you know, by sea, so as we can arrive at our destination. Confirm consignee, notify party, port, markings, and that buyer will receive copy of shipment papers. Many countries insist certain kind of, you know, informations on the consignment boxes or in the product itself, so as we can you know, notify this to our party, so as we get the port where it is, you know, being loaded, where it is getting, you know, discharged, and markings required on top of the containers or on the pack, and that buyers buyers information anything or the seller's information anything which we need to have, you know, the get it done, and as well as a copy of the shipping papers are received by you, you know, in advance. Specify the forwarder and broker if not included in purchase order. As I said, clearing and forwarding agents will lie between the shipping authority as well as from the local bodies. So naturally they will be the intermediaries. If we have not selected any these clearing agent in the purchase order, natural we have to specify those things also in our checklist. Confirm that the supplier are forwarder has routing. As we stated, is the product to be whether the supplier is a forwarder or he is buying a product and then he is trading, or it is coming directly from the supplier. So you know what is the routing happening, how many hands it is moved, so as to receive the final place. Confirm that the transportation has been arranged. As we stated, once we stated the transportation, we also need to know whether the arrangement has been happened. And of course, if it is done, and who is the transporter, and what is the agreement with the terms and condition with the transporter. Confirm that the freight rates used in original landed cost estimates are being used. So once the confirmation is done, so we can look at whether the original landed cost is also reflecting in the freight and really paid. Confirm that the certificate of origin is complete, so as from where the product is coming, the certification is, you know, given by the respective supplier. Is an inspection certified required? Suppose this is the inspection is required, so you know it can for that we have to look for another third party arrangement to certify our quality certification for those kind of products. Confirm the special packaging arrangement. As we stated, if we are looking for any specific packaging for those kind of arrangement, we need to confirm those elements as well. Confirm the hazardous cargo compliances. As we say, the very important thing is when we are moving hazardous material, the handling methods to be specified very clearly, and it is complied with the all international and national statutory compliant requirements. Consider strikes or any other significant international event that may cause delay. We can predict certain kind of, you know, unrest happening across globally, so that kind of delays can reflect in our arrival. So this kind of prediction is critical, so as we can do our alternative arrangement if there is a delay expected. Confirm the procedure for transportation insurance coverage is being followed. So all the procedure related to insurance of product as the shipment or consignment is also being followed, so as in any kind of any incident that, you know, we are at least protected to the cost. Global sourcing process next is, after shipment leaves supplier, once the product leaves out from the when supplier's end, so what are the things we have to do? Confirm that the freight forwarder has freight and the booking was made. So as the forwarder has ensured the product is picked up and then and has done the necessary legal requirements prior to move the shipment, so as we get the booking done. Confirm that the shipment is on intended vessel and flight. As we have decided which kind of transportation mode and it is moving, so naturally we have to get those confirmations are also reflecting in the final moment. Check the document received to ensure correct consignee, notify party and destination. As I stated, every material need to have that specification of consignee, origin, destination and party details, etc. is being part of the material or the packaging as well as in the documentation. Confirm that the forwarder has sent copies of documents to buyer and the broker. So as to notify our local clearing and forwarding agent, it is natural we have to have those kind of document and including our banker's document, so we can go and submit those information to our clearing agents. Confirm that the broker has all necessary documents. Once the document is handed over to the broker or the agent, so we have to get it confirmed from the broker. He has all the necessary document to get our consignment get released. Prepare the information for special clearances. If there is any specific or special clearances required related to the product, naturally we have to arrange those kind of information as part of our inputs to our clearing agent. Confirm the arrival with broker. Once the destination date and the birth date is clear, then we can get this information from our agent so as the discharging is happening as per our planning. Confirm the customs clearance with the broker. As we stated the earlier statement, once we know how it is notified to customs and then so as the time taken or any other inputs or any other payment to be done to the customs, that can be done and then the product can be released. Obtain the trailer number, name and phone number of the inland carrier. Once it is arrived, discharged from the harbor and customs is clearing your goods, then it is next step is to move the material to your designated location. Naturally, once it is put onto your vehicle, if it's an internal movement on by road or rail, based on that kind of transportation decision, this kind of information can be obtained from our clearing and forwarding agent so as we can track that consignment till it reaches the final destination. Confirm the inland delivery with inland carrier. Once we get the information, it's natural that we can get the we can track the consignment through our the inland carrier, whatever format it is, so as we can finally know and decide when the product will arrive our system. Thank you so much.